Can I move these?
Yes. Move on. Kumlana Black Gemara. No. We are up to the Chaf Amud Aleph, the two dots. So it's about seven lines on the top here. Give me, I'll find a few. Chaf Amud Aleph, the two dots. Here we go. Tanirabbanan. We're learning now finally about Shavuah. Tanirabban, we learned Mifta. The word Mifta means Shavuah. The word Iser, if you say the word Iser when you're making a vow, you say the word Iser, it means also Shavuah. If you...
Does Mifta have the same Sherish as
Sfas? It's a pasuk, Mivate. Yeah. Utter your lips, yes. Exactly.
The movement of the lips.
That's right. So if you use the word Iser, it also means Shavuah. Iser. What exactly is the Iser of the word Iser? Im ato oimer. If you're going to say that Iser means Shavuah, then Chayiv. And you didn't keep your word, then you're liable. But if you're not going to say that Iser means a vow, then you're potter. That's very hard to understand. What do you mean, Im ato oimer Iser Shavuah, if you say that the word Iser means a vow? V'ha'amrit, you just said that Iser means Shavuah. You start off saying that Miftim means Shavuah, and Iser means Shavuah. Then you said, but if Iser means Shavuah, you're like, what's going on here? So we have a bai, we have a rabbi giving different interpretations. Bai says, Mifta is shvuah. If I make a direct vow, that's called Mifta, made a direct vow. This bread is forbidden to me. It's like a shvuah that I will not eat. What am I saying? It's like a shvuah. If I use the word Mifta, I say, Mifta kikir zu'alai. This bread is asa to me. It's like making a shvuah. The difference in a shvuah and a neder is a shvuah means I won't eat. A neder means the bread is forbidden to me. So if you use the word Mifta, it's as if I will not eat the bread. Iser, if you use the word Iser, if you say that this bread is asa to me and you use the word Iser, then it's mitvah b'shvuah. It's as if I'm saying that this bread is asa to me and then I'm saying on another piece of bread and that second bread should be like the first bread. That's what Iser means, attaching. I'm attaching another bread to the first one. It's as if I'm making a shavuah on the first one, and then I'm comparing the second one to the first one. So what's Iser, Iser? What's the Iser of an Iser? So what is it? Depends. Im avta oimer mitvah b'shavuah, if you're going to say that if it's like you are connecting, you're comparing one bread to another bread, and therefore, if the first bread is a vow, then the second bread also is the same thing. One of the differences in a shvuah and a neder is by a shvuah, if you don't keep your word, you got to bring a carbon oil of yadid. You said you will eat and you didn't, you bring carbon oil. By a neder, if you said that this thing is whatever should be done, you don't bring a carbon. So, we have the word mifter, the Gemara says, means shvuah. The word iser means hatfosa, says Abaye, which means you're comparing another loaf of bread to the first. The first is a shvuah, the second is another loaf of bread. So therefore, says Abaye, iser is iser. What's the iser of the word iser? Im ata oimer mitzvah b'shvuah. If you can learn what we're just saying right now, it's like you are toifes b'shvuah, you're connecting with a shvuah. The first bread is also through a shvuah, and the second bread is just like it. Then kimoitzi shvuah mipiv dami chayv. Then it's just like you produced it. That it's as if the second one is also under the cloud of a shvuah, and therefore, if you don't keep it, you bring a carbon. From pasuk in the pasuk, we'll find in the table. You'll see in a minute. Yeah.
Why not connected?
But v'im lav, what's the question here? The question here is the Brice is having a suffix. If you're doing hatfasa when you're comparing a second loaf to the first loaf, does the second loaf take on the full all the dinim of the first loaf? So it's like a shvuah, and therefore you bring a carbon if you don't keep it. Or im lav, or if not, if you say that if you're matzib is a shvuah, it's not like you're making a shvuah directly, and therefore you don't. There's no carbon or anything else, and there's no malchus. So therefore, im lav potter, you are potter. Okay, so if you, in other words, what Iser is like matris. What is it din by matris? When you're comparing a second loaf to the first loaf, I swear I won't eat this bread, and this bread is just like the first bread. Does the second bread have all the din of the first bread, then it's a shvuah? Then Iser, which means attaching, has all the din of a shvuah. But if you learn the matris b'shvuah, the second one is a step lower. It doesn't have all the din of the first one. And therefore, you don't get malchus if you don't keep the second loaf like the first one. And nor do you bring a carbon. Then Iser, you don't bring a carbon or malchus. That's how Abai learns. Says the Gemara Memai. First of all, how do you know the mifta shvuah? If you use the word mifta instead of the word shvuah, it means you mean shvuah, the chsiv, because we actually have a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, if a person will swear, levate b'sfasai kinefesh kisij ba levate b'sfasayim, to enunciate in his lips, either to deny himself, lahar lehetiv, says clearly here that what? It says levate. Levate is a form of a shvuah. But if that's your whole mocker, then iser also means shvuah. Iser not mean the chsiv. It says another pasuk. It says, kol neide v'chol shvuas iser. talks there about a woman and her rights there and whatever. It says the kol neder v'chol shvuas isa. What does it clearly here? That isa is a shvua. So why are you more certain that mifta is a shvua rather than the isa? Ella memai the isa mitzvah the shvuhu. You decided that isa is not just a shvua. Isa is connecting it. What isa is connect? You're connecting the second to the first. You're being matvis in the shvua. How do you know that? Tichsiv. So you're agreeing with me that isa means a shvua. Except you're learning that isa is not just is not the direct shvua. It's the second. It's the hatfasa. So let me ask a question. How do you know that? See, because there's a pasuk that if the woman makes a neder, oy osra iser al nafsha, or she asked through an iser on herself, bishvua. So by saying osra iser al nafsha, sounds like you're attaching something else to this. That's something you already swore before. Osra iser al nafsha bishvua. You already made a shvua before, whatever it is, and now you're adding another iser to it. That's what you're learning. Is mifta nami? By mifta we find the same thing. Haksiv, it says by mifta, it says, L'choil ashay, at the end of the pasuk, after it says nefesh, kisish v'levate v'saim, it says over there, L'choil ashay yevate adam b'shvua. It says vate and shvua, means as if you already made a shvua before, and now you've been vate, you're making another shvua, you're comparing to the first. So what's a chilek? It's also hat fasa. L'choil yevate adam b'shvua, elam by abayis, I'll bring another source. Mevat mifta shvua mahachi. No, I know mifta means when you say the word mifta, you mean you're swearing that this bread. You don't want to eat this bread. Because it says the pasuk, this woman here in Parshas Matzah, im hoya silish, if she's married to a woman, unedorei aleh, she has nedorim oy mifta svoseh, or she spoke out asher osra al nafsha, that she asked on herself, and over here, it doesn't say anywhere the word shvua. V'loika shvua l'karma. So how did you ask it? The my osa atzo. So what does it mean? If she came into the union with already existing shvuas, but it doesn't say the word shvuas there. So one word in this pasuk must already mean shvua. It must mean mifta. It's been mevate. Is that right? So we know mevate means direct shvua. Isa means a hatfasa dika shvua. Okay. Rava disagrees. He says you cannot have a tfasa by shvua. By a neder you can have a tfasa. You say this bread is also to me, and then you say that bread is like this bread. But shvua is on me. I won't eat bread. So you cannot compare, says Rava, another bread to the first one. There's nothing in the bread itself. It's about me. Rava Malach mitzvah b'shvua lav kemoitz shvua piv dami. The hatfasa by shvua. There's not even a question. It's not the hatfasa. It's not like you express the shvua itself. It does not have the dinim like the shvua at all whatsoever, even though maybe it's us in the second one, but definitely no carbon, no malchus. V'hachikama, this is what the Braisa means to say when he's doubtful what Issa means. Mifte, we know definitely mifte. If you use the word mifte, this bread, mifte, kikazela, you know for sure it means shvua. Issa nami shvua. We also know if you said Issa kikazela, you mean I'm swearing I don't want to eat the bread. The question now is, osre Issa, what is the weight of the Issa, of this Issa? He tilu hakasa be neder l'shvua. The Torah in the Torah, when it brings down the pasuk, it actually has the word isa right between neder and between shvua. Because then the pasuk called neder v'chol shvua is isa. So isa is there somewhere between the shvua and isa. So isa is between the neder and the shvua. And the question is, so what exactly is the status of isa? Is isa like a shvua? Isa like a neder? And they're very different. A neder, you're saying the bread is forbidden to me, and a shvua says I won't eat the bread. So where does isa fit in? It's haitzi that's what the Braisa says. Haitzi b'lashon if you use the word neder, but b'lashon shvua is like shvua. Heichen hitilu, yeah, sorry, b'lashon shvua. Shvua heichen hitilu. Yeah. For example, if you say that this bread, Iser Kikazeh Alai, that sounds like you're Iser Kikazeh, that sounds like a neder, because neder you talk about the food. Shvua, you say, I won't eat. So if you say, Iser Shaloi Oichel, that sounds like a shvua. It has the name of a shvua. So it's a tziyu b'losh neder, neder, shvua, shvua. Heichen hitilu, where was it? Where, when you say that was put between neder and a shvua, where exactly, which pasuk were you referring to? It says in the pasuk, v'im beis isha, in this pasuk, if she was married, nodra, she made neder, oy osra isra al nafsha b'shvua. So in that pasuk, what do you have? The isra, the osra, is between the neder in the beginning of the pasuk, shvua, the end. Now the Gemara says, "Oz tamay." The machlekes of Abai says that there is a hatfasa by shvua, and the Rava says there is no hatfasa shvua. Is actually is existent with the other machlekes that have itma matri b'shvua by yom matri b'shvua piv dami. Just like you say a shvua with your mouth. And Rava says, "Lav kemaitzah shvua piv dami." Rava says, "No, it's not like you're uttering a shvua with your mouth." Meitzel asks a question. It says, "Ezu isa ha'batayda." Where do you find the word isa? What's the typical example of isa? Ha'oymer a guy says, "Harei alai shalei oichel basar." I will not eat meat shalei eshter yam and drink wine. Ki yom shemez be'avi. Just like the day that my father yard said. And this is the mucker for those people who fast by yahrzeit. Those people that we have in the dorm as well. That I made a shvu, I won't fast on yahrzeit. And this day is like that day. So what do you see, Klizmir? We are comparing one shvu to another shvu. Kiyem shemez beplenu, or that person died and I decided to swear. Kiyem shenerig begedalia melchikim tzem gedalia, like that day when everyone has to swear, it's fast. We'll soon see the Gemara about that. Kiyem shiroi Yerushalayim b'chabana. The day I saw Yerushalayim b'chabana, and I fast asif. V'amashmol v'hu shenadur ubam ma'isayim. When does it work? If you made a neder that you're not going to eat on the day of the yahrzeit, and then you make the shvuah, so you're transferring the shvuah from the day of the yahrzeit to this bread today. I'm saying today is going to be like the day of the yahrzeit. You made a shvuah that I will not. Shvuahs. It's all shvuahs. It's all shvuahs. We're talking about comparing shvuahs. So Rava said, you cannot compare shvuahs. What are we doing right here? It's exactly what we're doing right here. We're comparing shvuahs. Bishleim labaye mid the matzvah b'neder neder matzvah b'shvuah shvuah. So Abaye holds that since you can be matzvah by neder, so too you can matzvah shvuah. Fine. Elo Rava kasha. Rava is difficult. Amalach Rava, Rava will answer you. Tritzva emahachi. Say this. Eizu is a neder amu b'teira. We're not talking about shvuah. We're talking about a neder. He's not talking about you doing hatfasa here. You're going straight to the core. You're making a neder straight to the item. We're not really comparing one day to another day. What the Tana is saying is, you're not saying I'm also today because I'm also the yard side. I am also today because I'm making a neder I'm also today. What exactly am I eating today? Just like in the yard side, what did I say when I said it? What I mean I won't eat. I mean the same thing here, I won't eat. But not that I'm doing hatfasa here. I'm making an ikka neder. Not I'm doing hatfas here, I'm just describing or defining what my neder here is. But this is the actual neder itself. That's what he's saying here. So he said, but mitzvahs doesn't work. What would be example of mitzvahs? Here he said clearly, I take upon myself, I will not eat and I will not drink today. That's a neder. But then he explains, how far am I going? Just like a yard site. If he would have meant it, hatfasa, he would have said, I want today to be like a day of my yard site. That's called hatfasa. Tell you what, right? My time on my cross in the pasuk, ishki din Hashem, achid b'davar nodur. If you, b'chlal, when does it say help? To make a neder when you say, I want it, you're describing something. I want it to be like that. Then have to describe something which is betzim mutter and you made it osir. So therefore, that's what a neder is. Bread is mutter, I make it osir. Something's very safe. If you can't make a neder, I'm not going to eat. That this chazer is osir to me. Because the chazer is osir anyway. It has to be a dover on another. Just like a yartzeit. You don't have to fast in the yartzeit. So that's the description. Pshita, obviously, if the whole idea is that what you're making a neder. No, you're just explaining what you're doing. You're not taking the neder from the yard site to here. You're just explaining, what am I doing today? What's the chiddush over here is, and the Gemara, ki yom shenedig ba gedalia ben achikim mitzvah. The chiddush here is, you're comparing to some gedalia. Some gedalia l'chayin is a dover ha'asr. Everyone has to fast. Even if you wouldn't have made a neder on some gedalia, you have to fast anyway. So if you're comparing something to some gedalia, there's nothing here. So if I made a neder on some gedalia, I will not eat in some gedalia. You would have thought it's not chal. Because you already have. That it is. Rashi says, you're not good, is that the reason why it is because some gedalia is on the rabban. Why not? Because that's the truth. Some gedalia is the rabbanus. Of course, a neder is chal. Because the Rashi says that even if it's the raisa, a neder can be chal on a mitzvah the raisa. For example, if you say that if you make kiddush, I make a neder, the wine is usher to me, you cannot drink the wine. So you could make a neder on a mitzvah the raisa. That's what we're saying here. It's not kamashlan that you could make a neder on a nisa deraisa. A shvu you can't, because I'm mechuy mushba v'ayim hasin. I can't make another shvu, but a neder I can. Says the Gemara, after Rabbi Yechon, so long Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon also agreed with Rabbi that what that if you say the word iser, it actually means a direct shvua. It's not a hatfasa, but it's a direct shvua. The chiyas of Rabbi Yechon mifta. What does mifta mean? If a guy says mifta loy oichelach, I will not eat by you. No, this is a shvua. Iser loy oichelach shvua. So what's iser? Iser is the same thing that I will not eat by you. So you see clearly, iser is a shvua. Chiyas of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon oichel. If a guy says, what's the chiluk? We might well discuss now. What's the chiluk between a shvua sheker and a shvua shab? If a guy says, I will eat something, and v'loichel, didn't eat it. Sheker, that's a lie. You said you'll do something, you didn't do it. That's a lie. So that's this definition of a lie. A lie is you said you'll do something, and you didn't do it. That's a lie. And the Easter for that is, how do you know you're not allowed to swear in such a case? You're not allowed to swear false. So when you give a person gives a hasra, he has to define exactly what your avedi is doing. He says, "Don't swear my name l'shaker." However, if a guy says, "I did eat," past tense, and he truth him out, he didn't, or I didn't eat and he did, that is which isn't true. That's called a shvua shav. That's not a sheker. That's a shav. What do you mean? Because shav means empty, a waste. It's like a wasted words. What do you say these words for when it never happened? Interesting. I mean, you would have thought the other way around. A lie is about the past. And he said, no, sheker is the future, and a lie is, and shav is about the past. Empty words, because they don't mean anything. Says the Gemara, Ba'azorosi, Mach, from the Paling Apostle, the Sisa, Mach, Lashav. Says Lashav. Kunmes. If a guy says, I use the word koinim, and he didn't keep his word, there is oifer b'lo yachel devore. If we're talking about shvul habar, we already know lo sizbul lo shvul shaker. So we're talking about lo yachel is regarding a neder, not regarding a shvul, but a neder. If you make kainim as a neder, remember in the first mission of Dorin, different words for kainim, all these different words they had there. One of them, kainim means that you're going to do something, and therefore you don't do it. It's because you didn't say shvul, it's over lo yachel. You shouldn't breach your words. Meisel asks a question. It says in the Braise, Shav Shaker Echad, and you made a whole big deal. That Shaker means future, I don't keep, and Shav is past. And there it says exactly the same. Shav Shaker, exactly the same. My lab, mid Shav Shaver, since you yourself said that Shav means if I lie about the past, Shaker, not mid Shaver. Shaker also might lie the past, which means that if a guy forgives you Hasra, uses the Pasig, Lysidbu, Shmila Shaker on the past, is a good Hasra, because it includes the past as well. Yeah. And maybe it's a difference in Shav and Sheker. Shav is something everyone knows. Sheker is a private thing. I ate or I didn't eat. Who knows that if he did or didn't eat? You lied about the past. That's kind of more Sheker than Shav. And what about a Shavu in the future? That's more Lo Yachal Devari. Don't break your words that you said. But maybe the Pasig L'Sizbu B'Shmi L'Sheker is talking about past tense, about lying about the past. Alma Achalti L'Achalti Shekeru is Sheker, not Shav. In fact, it is sheker, because sheker is something that only you know. Shav is something that everybody knows. If you swear that day is that night, then everyone knows it's wasted words. So you want to meet the idiot. Where does he say it's exactly the same? Hakadisa v'hakadisa. No, shav is shav, sheker is sheker, shav is past, sheker is future. The Braise says they're the same. You misunderstood the Braise. Well, my dover echere, you know what he means? The Braise means they're the same. One word, not one thing, one word. The Abishta said, these two Avedas, of the Sisa Shem Hashem Kech Lashav, and the Sisbu Vishmila Shaker, he said them together at the same time. Just like Zoch Hashem Dibur Echad, so too these words are said at the same time. Exactly the same time. The time we learn Zoch Hashem Dibur Echad Nemru, just like he said, Bashab Zoch Hashem Mash, and Yochel Pedabin, and Yochel Shmoy, nobody normally can say two words at the same time. No, can you hear it? So same thing over here. So when it says here sheker and shav, he says dover echad, doesn't mean that they're the same din. Zocher shav, two different dinim also. This is a positive mitzvah and negative mitzvah. But David said when he said that says dibris, even though the other dibur, the sheker is not written says dibris, it's written in the kedushim, but it's as if he said b'shas ma'isa.
In other words, the was actually physically happened.
That it was said together.
Same thing. It's physically happened. That when Abraham said, he also used the word sheker. He said it at the same time. What are you talking about? You think when we say Zoch Hashem, Abraham is just being cute, that he put two words together? We learn halachas from that. What Allah is doing with that? Even though the Kiddush is the mitzvah, says man grom, a woman should be potter. Yet the chayiv, the amakro, zoch l'shamer, b'dibadach, kosher, yeshem mishmini, yeshem mishchida. Because and we, so whoever has the aveira has the mitzvah. So we learn halach with it. Why would the Eibush, you're telling me that shav and shekem mean two different things? Shek is about the future and shav is about the past. So why would the Eibush have said it together? For what purpose? The Eibush doesn't make nisim stam in the belt. There had to be a reason. What's purpose? Yeah. Ella kashem shaloike al shav. This is what the Braisa meant. No, of course it's different. Sheker is future, Shav is past. But he means, Kishem Shaloika al Shav, Kach Loika Nami al Sheker, the punishment. Just like for Shav, you get Malkus, we'll soon see how we know that. The same thing, if you can swear, I'm going to do something, and you didn't do it, you'll get Malkus. If you get warned, you get Malkus. But you want to clap your life, I can't. The fact that you get Malkus in the future is easy to understand than you get Malkus in the past. Where do you know that from? When you say, that I will not eat it, and I go ahead and I eat it, I did a lav with a maisa. I make sense, I get malchus. But if I say, if I swore that I ate bread yesterday and I didn't, where's my maisa? You say, yeah, so it's a chiddush to say you get malchus. So forget, if anything, you're learning shav from sheker. And once you know about sheker, you get malchus, by shav the same thing. So forget, ela emo, you're right. Say kishem shaloi kal sheker, once you get a gig malchus by sheker, at least where there's a lav sheyej my maisa. So too, like in nami al shav. Talking about a pshita high love, the high love. That's very hard to understand the Gemara's little signal. You just asked me a question: who said you get malchus? And then the Gemara says you need to learn it out. It's a pshita. What the Gemara pshita means is because it says in the pasuk leyinak. What's the pasuk there? Leyinaka Hashem. What's the pasuk there? Hashem Hashem ki lo yinaka Hashem. So we learn out who won't forgive you, Hashem. But a bezin will forgive you. A bezin will forgive you. A bezin will punish you. He'll give you malchus. So we learn that from the fact that Hashem won't do anything to atone it. But a bezin will.
So you can achieve kapara through malchus.
Exactly. So we know from why do you have to learn shav from sheker. From the very pasuk itself, you tell. No, because you might have learned like a papa who said abaya. How do you know loyanaka means only Hashem? Maybe it means that even a bezin doesn't punish. Kamashalon kiddushan like abaya answered that the Eibush they won't punish you, but a bezin will. But how do we know that? Only because you compare shav to sheker. You get malchus, you get malchus here. The boy say mekashem shemayvi carbon al sheker. Not to regarding malchus, we learn out that we know why you need shav and sheker. They're two different dinim, but to learn out why the Eibush said it together to teach you. Just like sheker being a carbon over here, kach over here also maybe carbon al shav. But Rabbi Kivi the mechayv the shav. Remember, Shmuel holds the only chay for future carbon. Rabbi Kivi holds the chay for shav. Rabbi Zalda Haba. This is Rabbi Kivi.
So somebody hears.